They say it's never too late to change. And after 104 years of existence, the Fortuna Rodeo is going all out and making a big change to its opening by throwing on a concert with three rapidly rising country music stars.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, now he never caught us, so.
That's the sound of Brian Martin, who is headlining Country on the Coast, the opening event of the rodeo. Here is Shannon McWhirter, the president of the Fortuna Rodeo Association, on how Country on the Coast got born.
4 years ago, in 2021, we had our 100th anniversary there, and we were looking at putting on a concert at that time, but it just didn't. We didn't have the horsepower or the time to put that thing together at that point. So we have been working on this thing and thinking about it for at least the last 6 years or so. And we decided this year that we were going to bite the bullet, take a chance, and see what we could do. We knew we had the facility. We've got the Fortuna Rodeo Grounds is a absolutely gorgeous facility, and it's a natural amphitheater if you look at the layout. What we decided to do was change the rodeo grounds into a concert venue, and we've got approximately close to 4,000 seats that will be set up for the concert.
Just by glancing at Brian Martin's career by the numbers, be it the number of streams or the peak positions of his songs in the charts, it's easy to see that his popularity far outstrips that of the many of the very talented musicians that visit our remote county. But how did the Fortuna Rodeo manage to persuade Martin to trek up the Redwood Highway to open the rodeo? Shannon McWhirter again.
We got hooked up with a promoting group and started talking to them. We gave them a budget number, and they started throwing names at us, and Brian Martin and Alex Key and Timmy McCarver is what we came up with. This has been a learning experience for the Fortuna Rodeo Board. We've never done anything like this before.
There's a train headed west with a guitar and a chest.
In many ways, Brian Martin couldn't be more country. As a teenager, he worked on an oil rig in addition to riding bulls and playing football. But his music is edgier than your average country artist, with beats and guitars that are often more straight-up rock and roll than country. It's a style that is not dissimilar to Chris Stapleton's, although lyrically, Martin is as country as they come, with guns, outlaws, whiskey, backroads, and more guns being recurring themes.
Well, I was raised up by a simple man. I grew up with a gun in my hand. Taught me how to love.
Martin's presence in Humboldt is something of a coup and a sign of the Fortuna Rodeo's ambition. And McWhirter is hoping that Country on the Coast sets a precedence for future events of similar size.
It's something that we felt the North Coast was missing something to do, you know, and very few concerts are being held. Everybody has to travel out of the area to go see an artist. What we're hoping to do is establish the Fortuna Rodeo Grounds for a concert venue with what we're doing here.
Country on the Coast will take place Saturday, July 12th at the Fortuna Rodeo Grounds in Rohnert Park, Fortuna. You can find the ticket prices and a list of other events during the rodeo at fortunarodeo.com. For KMUD News, I am Sigurd Bjørn.